From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The United States and Europe have announced tough new economic sanctions against Russia. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the coordinated effort is designed to put pressure on Russia to stop its violent interference in neighboring Ukraine.
The new sanctions announced by the United States and the European Union target Russia's energy, banking, and weapons industries. A White House official says they leave Russia more isolated than at any time since the end of the Cold War. The coordinated sanctions follow a video conference Monday between President Obama and his counterparts in Britain, France, Italy, and Germany. Obama told reporters Russia is already paying an economic price for arming and supporting the separatist rebels in Ukraine.
Today is a reminder that the United States means what it says, and we will rally the international community in standing up for the rights and freedom of people around the world.
The sanctions do not affect Russia's natural gas industry, which is a major supplier to Europe. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The National Security Agency's bulk collection of Americans' phone data, revealed last year by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, would be sharply curtailed under legislation introduced today in the Senate. NPR's David Wellner reports the Senate bill goes further than legislation passed earlier this year in the House.
As he introduced the bipartisan bill reining in NSA surveillance, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy questioned the value of such spying.
To what extent does this massive collection of data improve our national security? What cost to our privacy and free expression? If we pick up everything, do we actually have anything?
Leahy's bill would prevent the NSA from using broad terms for searching data. Utah Republican Mike Lee is a co-sponsor.
This legislation, which has a broad-based bipartisan support, is absolutely necessary.
No action on the bill is expected before Congress disbands for a long summer break later this week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The nation's top doctor is out with a warning to Americans. Give up your love affair with being tan or face what is likely to be a continued rise in the number of cases of potentially deadly melanoma. A report out today, Acting U.S. Surgeon General Rear Admiral Boris Luchniak says that since 1973, there's been a 200% jump in the number of reported cases of melanoma, some of which is linked to indoor tanning beds.
It's been estimated that indoor tanning is linked to more than 400,000 cases of skin cancer in the United States each year, including 6,000 melanomas.
Melanoma is the deadliest form of skin cancer, with an estimated 9,000 people a year dying from what is largely a preventable disease. Home prices continue to rise in May, though at a far weaker pace than some of the double-digit run-ups from last year. According to the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller House Price Index, home prices in 20 cities were up 9.3% in May. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 70 points. The Nasdaq closed down 2 points. This is NPR. The U.S. judge who's overseeing a criminal prosecution against packet shipper FedEx that accused the company of knowingly shipping drugs for illegal online pharmacies says a core issue will be what company executives knew. At a hearing in San Francisco today, the judge overseeing the case said he'd like to see proceedings move quickly. The company was indicted earlier this month on 15 criminal counts, including conspiracy to distribute controlled substances. FedEx has said it's innocent of the charges. Federal appeals court has ruled a Mississippi law that would have closed that state's only clinic that provides abortions is unconstitutional. Evelina Burnett with Mississippi Public Broadcasting has more.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans found the law would place an undue burden on women seeking abortions. The judges ruled, in effect, the law would close the state's only clinic that provides abortions, the Jackson Women's Health Organization, because local hospitals wouldn't grant admitting privileges to the clinic's doctors. Michelle Colon is a security manager at the Jackson Clinic.
We are extremely ecstatic, not only for ourselves and for the staff, but for the women of Mississippi and the surrounding areas, and for clinics and doctors and providers everywhere.
Supporters of the law say the goal is to protect the health of women seeking abortions. The Center for Reproductive Rights brought the case on behalf of the Jackson Clinic. For NPR News, I'm Evelina Burnett.
The last surviving member of the crew that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima, hastening the end of World War II, has died. Theodore Van Kirk, also known as Dutch, dying today at a retirement home where he lived in Stone Mountain, Georgia, according to his son. Van Kirk was a navigator of the Enola Gay, the B-29 superfortress that dropped the world's first atomic bomb over the Japanese city in 1945. He was 93. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.